Gordon, everything seemed so easy offensively last week on the road. What do you think's happened lately?
Well, tonight we missed shots. I mean, pretty simple. Don't think we got as many good looks at the rim as we've been getting, but, you know, we got some good looks, open looks, didn't hit them, so.
Obviously, you played a good team tonight, but did you feel there were things you could have done better offensively to be in the kind of rhythm you're accustomed to?
I mean, when you make shots, you get in a better rhythm. And like I said, I think if we would have got maybe some cuts, layups, stuff at the rim first, that might have helped. But we got some good looks early, too. We just didn't knock them down. And some days are like that in this league. It's unfortunate against this team. We had a night like tonight. I know we wanted to come out and play well, but, you know, sometimes it happens.
When obviously wanting to play better, expecting to play better, how surprised are you and how surprised is this team with the way the last two games have gone?
You know, definitely surprised tonight. We just couldn't find it to go in. You know, I thought the game against the Celtics, we didn't play as bad as what it seemed. I mean, they played really well against us. But, you know, if we knock down some of those threes, we're down six or seven and not down double digits like tonight. And it doesn't get away from us. And so I think hopefully we regroup here. We got one more game before the break.
Protecting home court, certainly a priority for you guys, but what, 19 and 12 at home? What can you put your finger on what's going on here at your own house?
Well, like I said, tonight we just didn't hit shots. I mean, that's going to happen. We've let the last couple ones get away from us, but we got to try to move forward. Got to be positive here. You can't have a good night every night, and tonight was one of those.
With one game remaining before the All-Star break, sounds like you're saying no need to freak out. There's still a lot of basketball to play this season.
I mean, just a week ago, we were playing extremely well. So that's kind of how it works here in the league. There's so many games and different situations happen. But, you know, we got to move on from this one. You know, let this one go from our memories. Nobody shot it well, so try to pick up the next one.
You've done this enough times. When you end the first half on a win or a loss, do you remember that as a player going into the break? Does that stick with you at all?
As far as first half,
I mean, like if you win, you know,
you're talking about against Portland?
Does it matter?
I mean, it definitely makes you feel good. It gets you, I mean, it's what is it, like a week-long break or something? I mean, so when you win and you have some momentum going into it, it's definitely easier to relax, easier to not think about it and get away. But whether we win or lose, you got to try to move forward. A lot of basketball left after the break, and a lot of important games for us. So, you know, we want to go in on the right foot. But if that doesn't happen, you still got to try to clear the memory and start fresh.
How hard can it be in this league to balance that patience you're talking about, but also have that sense of urgency at all times?
Well, you want to be urgent. You want to play with force, but you don't want to press. You know, you don't want to force things too much, individually, collectively. So, like I said, I mean, I think tonight we didn't hit shots. You know, I've said that a lot, but you know, I had some really good looks early, didn't knock them down, back rim, whatever. So, if I hit those, it's a different game, and maybe it's a different outcome. But tonight we didn't hit shots.